This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Maisres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Amru B'Maisres, Kol Shehu Oichel. As a general rule, Maisres, including Trumais and all other tithes, must be separated from anything that is food, V'Nishmar, something that is stored, excluding Hefker, V'Gidulav Min Ha'aretz, and grows from the earth, excluding mushrooms, which grow from the air, Chayav B'Maisres, are all obligated in tithing. V'oid klal acha amru, another general rule, kol shetchilasei oichel v'saifei oichel, anything that is edible at the early and later stages of its growth, such as vegetables, afal pi shu shomrei lohaisef oichel, even if he normally lets it continue to grow, chayiv katan v'gadol, must be tithed regardless of its stage of growth. V'chol she'ein tchilasei oichel avol soifai oichel einu chayiv ad she'ye oseh oichel. However, anything that is edible only in the later stages of its growth, such as a fruit, which becomes edible only when they ripen, need only be tithed once they become edible. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Maisres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Me'emusai ha'peiros chayovos b'maisres. At what stage of growth are fruit considered ripe enough to be tithed? Hate'enim m'sheyav chilu. Figs must be tithed once their tops turn white. Ho'anovim v'ho'ovoshim m'shehevishu. Grapes and sour grapes from when their seeds can be seen from the outside. Ha'oig sumac v'hatusim mulberries. M'sheyadimu, from when they turn red. V'chol ho'adumim m'sheyadimu. And the same for all other red fruit. Ho'rimayinim m'sheyimasu, pomegranates from when they get soft. Hatimorim m'sheyatilu se'or, dates from when they expand like sourdough. Ho'afarsakim m'sheyatilu gidim, peaches from when the veins appear in the peel. Ho'egoizim m'sheyaasu meguro, walnuts from when the edible part inside separates from the shell that surround it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ho'egoizim v'hashgedim m'sheyaasu kelipo. Rabbi Yehuda said that walnuts and almonds from when the thin inner peel forms around the edible part. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Maisres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hecharuvin m'sheyi nokedu, caribs from when black spots appear. V'chol ha'shechayrim m'sheyi nokedu, and the same with all other black fruit. Hu'agosim, pears. V'hakirustumelin, mini pears. V'haporishin, quinces. V'ho'ozrodim, thorn apples. M'sheyi korechu, from when their hair falls off. V'chol ha'levonim m'sheyi korechu, and the same for all other white fruit. Hatilton fenugreek, m'shetatzameach, from when its seeds are mature enough to be planted. Hatvuavazesim m'sheachnisu shalish, grains and olives from when they reach a third of their growth. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Maisres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ubayerek, among vegetables. Kishuyim, cucumbers. Hadeluyim, gourds. Vehoavtichim melons. Vahamelefafainais citron squash. Hatapuchim apples. Vohesregin and esregim. Chayovim gedolim uketanim are obligated in maisrais whether they are big or small, meaning they are edible regardless of their size. Reb Shimon Peiter esu esregim bekatnan. Reb Shimon exempts small esregim since esregim are not eaten when small. Hachayov bashekedim hamorim. Some kinds of almonds are bitter when they are small and become sweet when they are big. They are obligated in maisus only when they are big. Pater bamesukim. Others are sweet when they are small and bitter when they become big. Hachayiv bamesukim, pater bamorim. They are only obligated only when they are still small. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Maisreis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Eizehu Gornon Lemaisreis. At what point is the produce considered processed and become obligated in tithes? Hakishuyim Vahadiluyim Mishayaf Siku, for cucumbers and gourds, when the flower at their top is picked off. V'im einay mithakes mishayamid aremo, if he does not pick them off, then it is when they are gathered in a pile. Avtiach mi she yishaleg, melons from when their flowers are picked off. V'im einay mishaleg ad sheyase mukze, if he does not pick them off, then it is when they are spread out in storage. Yorok hanegod mishayogad, for vegetables that are normally tied in bundles, it is when they are bundled. Im einay oigad ad sheyamale esakeli, if they are not bundled, then when he fills the container. V'im einay memale esakeli ad sheyilkoit kol tzorkoi, if he does not intend to fill an entire container, then it is when he picks all that he intends to pick. Kal kolo ad sheyichape, if he gathers them in a basket, then it is when he covers the basket. V'im einay mechape ad sheyamale esakeli, if he does not intend to cover it, then it is when he fills the basket. V'im einay memale esakeli ad sheyilkoit kol tzorkoi, if he does not intend to fill the basket, then it is when he picks all that he intends to pick. Bamed dvar mamurim b'meilech lashuk, all this applies when he intends to bring the produce to market, in which case they become tevel as soon as they are processed. Aval b'meilech lebeisoy oichel mehem arai achu magia lebeisoy, if he intends to bring the produce home, he may eat small amounts until he reaches his house. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Maisus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Haperet, for dried pomegranate seeds. Vehatzimukin, raisins. Vehecheruvin, as well as caribs. Mishayamid aremo, it is when they are gathered in a pile. Habitzolim mishayaf kale, for onions, when the inedible peels are removed. Vim einay mefakel mishayamid aremo, if he does not intend to remove those peels, then it is when they are gathered in a pile. Hativuo mishayamareach, for grains, it is when he smooths off the side of the grain pile. Vim einay mimareach Achiyamid Arema. If he does not intend to smooth the pile, it is when they are gathered in a pile. Hakitnius legumes, Mishe Yichbor. It is when they are sifted to remove the dirt. V'im Einoi Kaiver Ad Sheyamareach. If he does not intend to sift them, it is when he smooths off the side of the pile. Afal pi shemei reyach, noitel min ha-kutoyim, umin ha-tzidodim, umema shebetoich ha-teven va-oichel. Even after he smooths off the pile, he may still eat without tithing. From the ones that were not fully threshed, or were left on the side, or remained among the straw. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Maisers, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Hayayin Mesheyekape, for wine, grape juice, it is from when the pits and pails float to the top of the pit. Afal pi shekipo, koilet min hagaswel yoyna, o min hatsinor, v'shose. Even after they have floated to the top, he may still take juice from the wine press where the grapes are squeezed, or from the pipe that connects the press to the wine pit, and drink it without tithing. Hashemen mesheyered la uko. For oil, it is from when the oil descends into the pit. Afal pi sheyorad noitel min ha'okol. Even after it has descended, he may still take oil from the straining basket, umibein ha-memel, and from the pressing stone, umibein ha-patzim, and between the boards of the pressing pit, and eat it without cooking it. V'noisin lachamito, he may spread it on a hot cake, v'latam choy, or put it into a kli sheni, Avalo yitain lakadegro ulalofos keshehain roisrin. But he may not put it into a hot kli rishain, even if it is off the fire, since these are all kinds of cooking which make it into tevel. Reb Yehuda Oimer lakol hu noisain chutz medaver shiyesh bei chaymetz votsir. Reb Yehuda said that he may put it into a hot kli rishon off the fire, except if it has vinegar or brine which assist the cooking process. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Maisers, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ho Igol Mishayachalikenu, for pressed fig cakes, it is from when the side is smeared with a liquid. Machalikim bateinim uvoanovim shel tevel. One may smear the sides of a fig cake with tevel figs or grapes, since the juice that comes out of them is negligible. Reb Yehuda oiser. Reb Yehuda forbids this. Hamachalik bo'anovim lo huchshar. If he smears the side with grapes, it does not become susceptible to tumah. Reb Yehuda Omer huchshar. Reb Yehuda said that it does. Hagroi grois mishayadush. For dried figs, it is from when they are pressed into a barrel. Umegugo mishayagel. If he gathers dried figs without pressing them, it is from when he forms a smooth pile of them. Hayadosh bechavis umaagel bamegura nishpira hechavis v'niftach hamegura lo yoichal mehem arai. If he was in the middle of pressing them into a barrel or smoothing off the pile, and the barrel broke, or the pile fell apart, it is already forbidden to eat from them without tithing. Reb Yosi Mater, Reb Yosi permits it. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.